CEO of Mildura Regional Development. That is Brett Millington. Very good morning to you, Brett. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks, Matt, man.
Great to catch up with you, mate. Thank you so much for joining us, and Happy New Year. Did you have a great Chrissy and New Year's and all that sort of thing, did you?
Yeah, I did, mate. It was a bit of a quiet one, but, yeah, really relaxing and nice to have a little bit of time and space to breathe and get back into a busy year.
You better believe it. Now, the Sunrise Weather Crew were here on Saturday. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so great to be able to profile our region. We had them out down on the riverfront. We were profiling the Wakeboard Classic that was on. Had them out on a ski boat doing that. We had bit of a preview of the pro bull riding event we've got coming up in March. So we had a mechanical bull there and just made the most of our beautiful weather down on the riverfront.
Hey, speaking of the Wakeboard Victoria Malibu Classic over the weekend, it's fantastic and terrific weather for it too, which was great to see. And a bit of a coup for Mildura.
Yeah, great. Great to be able to profile the event here. And you know, we look forward to welcoming them back for future events in the coming years as well. But young Campbell Davidson also managing to get a couple of thirds across the weekend. So a young local lad on the wakeboard there. But, you know, just really great to see so many people here visiting, making the most of the river. And, you know, we had rowing regattas down there. There was everything going on down on the riverfront.
Great to see. And obviously a big weekend of events again coming up with the Country Swimming Championships.
Yeah, absolutely. Should be welcoming, you know, a couple thousand visitors to the region coming from all over the state. So that'll be great. A lot of hard work gone in by the club there. And Josh Barilla has been a fantastic advocate for the event. So well done to him and all his crew. And hopefully everything goes off without a hitch across the weekend.
And, of course, the Ted Hurley Classic is coming up soon too, isn't it?
Yeah, the Murray-Darling 110. Yeah, so also on this weekend, more visitors to town.
Wow.
You know, great events that we host here locally. Obviously haven't been able to hold the Ted Hurley for the last couple of years. And usually on in November, but relocated to January, and a great way to celebrate the region, and certainly a fair bit of water coming down the Darling at the moment.
It certainly is, and looking forward to March, of course, back to the base, celebrating 130 years at the Mildura Base Public Hospital. The PBR, the bull riding, the pro bull riding that you mentioned, somersault still to come, which is fantastic. I mean, it's been a tough time for local businesses, so it's great to have these events, you know, bringing in the and boosting the tourism dollar.
Oh, look, that's exactly it. And, you know, great for locals to be able to enjoy too. But, you know, certainly that ability to draw people to our region, and when they come, they stay in local accommodation, they go to local restaurants and really, I guess, invest their dollars in our region as well.
Obviously, you need to continue to do the right thing. Omicron is still out there. 72 new cases reported in the last 24 hours here locally. And obviously, have a bit of patience when it comes to some of the local businesses. Keep on QR coding in and all that sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah, look, it's been pretty tough the last few weeks. And hopefully, we can start to see a downward trend come about shortly, not only here, but across the whole country. You know, certainly a number of businesses have been impacted, having to close or reduce hours just because of staff availability.
Yeah.
So, look, I think it's, you know, really important that we keep doing those right things. We wear our masks indoors, we QR code in, social distance where appropriate. And, you know, if we can move something outside, then we've got the opportunity to do that. That, you know, it seems to be a pretty good way to assist in that as well.
Yeah, terrific. Great to catch up with you, Brett. Thank you for the update. And we'll catch up again next week, eh?
Yeah, always good to talk to you, Matt, man.